Let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up, Saint Energy Sundays, baby. How y'all feeling?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
You can get out the bubble now.
I can go die now.
What y'all gonna do about that FSU offense, man?
It's a work in progress.
Right now, y'all just putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg, bro.
I heard Jesse Palmer, and I don't really take Jesse Palmer for his analysis so much, but he said that he thinks FSU's offensive line is the worst position group in Power 5 football.
Here's why I agree with that. I think for how badly that offensive line hurts the team, I don't think there's another position unit that hurts their team more than the group of offensive linemen FSU has up front. I mean, when it's third and one and you're playing Wake Forest and you can't run the ball for 1 yard, you can't push Wake Forest off the ball for 1 yard. Did you guys see when they got into the red zone and they had like 8 plays because of a pass interference on third down?
Yeah.
They can't run the football because they can't push anybody off the ball.
So you think it's a lack of talent, shrimp coach, or what's going on, man?
No, I think it's a bunch of good offensive linemen. Florida State missed on the great elite linemen. So you got a bunch of good offensive linemen with a terrible they just have no dog in them. You know what I mean? They just have no sense of urgency. They're thinking too much. They're playing slow. They're playing heavy-footed. They're just a mess right now, physically and mentally. So I agree with what he said. I mean, I think you know, Cole said it too with Rick Trickett, just the way that sometimes he can't get through to every kid and he knows what he's talking about, but there's definitely some sort of disconnect between his coaching and the way that these guys are playing.
Hey man, y'all made some progress. Y'all got 2 touchdowns this game, man. It's good for y'all, man.
Yeah. Bumping that average up, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how about you, Kev?
Hey, I just want everybody to say, yeah, is Sherm coming on? I need him to bring that same fucking Duke football energy that he brought last week.
We'll see if we can get Sherm on this thing, man. Y'all ready to get some callers on here?
Yeah, let's just get callers on. Let's do this.
Let's ride TJ Crank the machine up, baby.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll-Up. You got time?
Man, I got all the time in the world, man.
All right, your FSU fan on the line, FinesseNoel15 on Twitter. How you feeling today?
I feel good, but at the same time too, man.
I feel like
what
shit.
Hell is going, man. What? Who you tell? Man, what the fuck? I'm sitting here like, bruh.
You got your first win though.
Bird. We got our first win, but at the same time, damn, man. Jumbo, man, we usually scoring a lot of points and shit. You know what I'm saying? And man, I don't know what the hell this is.
Well, like, Berg said last year that it was going to be weird play call. Like it was going to be weird without fucking having Dalvin Cook and Jameis. Like you said, it would be weird fucking play calling.
But that shouldn't mean nothing because it. The way he called the plays and stuff, the way our offense runs, next man up, you know? Like, Jimbo never had this problem before at Florida State like this.
It didn't look this bad in the Ponder years, bro.
Exactly. Thank you.
Even during the Ponder years, though, look at the offensive linemen on that team. A lot of those guys ended up going on and playing in the NFL. Almost all.
That, Thank you, man. And this play, man, this offensive play, this bullshit been going on for the last 4 years. Mm. 4 years on everything. See, bro. On everything, man. That's, I'm just sitting there watching this TV. Rubel, garbage. Dickinson, garbage.
God,
man, these dudes, listen, I feel like I was lied to during the preseason. I'm sitting here like, I'm soaking up Jimbo words like, man, our offensive line is going to be better this year. They're athletic. They can bend. They can. Man, I ain't seen none of that shit yesterday, man. I'm sitting here like,
they damn sure
man.
Can bend, bro. They damn sure can bend.
Garbage.
I mean,
they bend
in. Man, I'm sitting here.
G-A-R-B-I-T-C-H.
Bro, I swear, man, let's blow this.
Okay, but let's, you know, we got a big rivalry game this weekend. How you feeling about that?
Man. You know, anything goes in the rivalry, you know what I'm saying? Man, Miami doing their thing, you know? They doing good. But at the same time, too, I'm a diehard Florida State fan, too. And I'm going to ride it out with my team. And I feel like we can win that game, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Energy.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, our receivers can, you know what I'm saying, handle their DBs, you know what I'm saying, because they haven't really been tested like that. But who can say that we tested any damn body?
Just make sure your offensive line bend, bro. Make sure they bend this week. They got to be on
breaker. Hey, you feel me? Hey, the motherfucker wasn't doing that shit, man. Hey, I was so pissed. I'm up here out of town. I'm out of town working up here and shit in Chicago, Indiana area. I'm pissed off cussing at the TV in the hotel room and shit. People like, man, what the fuck is going on with this dude? Is he in there beating a woman or something? Shoot, man.
Bro, I've definitely felt like shit after a win, bro. And that's like, that shit yesterday qualified. But your first win, bro, so that shit's got to make you feel like a little bit better.
It do to a certain extent, but god dang, bro. Hey, that's a bad, that's an ugly win.
Would you go outside?
It is what it is.
All right, man. We'll be safe.
Hell no, I ain't going outside. Hell no, I ain't going outside. Man, it's bragging about that.
Hey. All right. Well, hey, before I let you go, D. Mill called. He said he needs his cell phone back. All right, let's move on to the next caller.
I like it. That shit is that same energy shit right there.
Yeah.
Because I had to work a little bit yesterday. Bethany was texting me, like, this motherfucking game. Like, she don't even cuss like that, bro.
I was about to ask you, though, how's the dynamic in your house now? Things have shifted, bro.
No, that's all good, man. I'm still nervous as fuck, man.
Is this the first time things have shifted since y'all been married?
Yeah, we were dating, we beat them. And then since we've been married, we've never won. Michael said, wow, if we lose this year, we got to get a divorce.
I think so.
I'm thinking about it.
You got to upgrade, baby. You got to upgrade. She was with you during the lean years, but now it's time to upgrade.
I know.
Hello?
Yo, big three roll-up, same energy Sunday. You got time?
Man, I got plenty of time. I got the Jags and the Jets on. I can't watch that shit.
All right, hey,
be respectful about Jazz, baby.
We got B Rhodes on. This is the brother of D Rhodes, correct?
No, I'm not the brother, but am I like my third or fourth cousin, some shit like that.
I wouldn't claim him either. Anyway, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing, man. Just checking
in, man.
Did your third cousin get out of the doghouse for cheating yet? Saw him back on Twitter this week.
Yeah, he was back on Twitter, so I guess so, man. He lied, baby.
Are you an FSU fan, too?
Yeah, you know.
How you feeling after the big win, bro?
I'm in the paint.
Now you're in the paint, bro?
Only place to be. So what are your thoughts on the game and moving forward?
Hey, man, we're a sorry-ass team, man. Starting with the head ball coach, man. We're a sorry ass team, man.
I feel you, bro. Hey. I'm with you, dog.
Hey, man. I love Blackman, man. But nine playing out, man. I don't give a damn how many yards he have, how good of a game he have. I don't want him in my ball game.
Man, the last thing you should be doing today is complain about Jaquizz Patrick.
When y'all go 1-9, when y'all go 1-9 or 1-11, who you gonna hire as head coach, bro?
Hey, we gonna win three ball games. We at least win it against Florida and Miami. I guarantee you that.
Oh, that's gonna be the three you with. That sounds logical.
Hey, that's all I got to live off of right now, man. Hey, it's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad.
So how you feeling Saturday, baby? How you feeling Saturday?
Hey, man. Hey, I just got to live like that, man. But we got to play Laybourne, man. I like Cam, too.
Where?
He's so robotic.
Play Laybourne where?
It's running back, man. I like Laybourne. I mean, I like Cam.
Yeah, I went through the whole depth chart, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm just trying to get people on the field that can play. We got McFadden returning punts. He can't make nobody miss. I mean, we ain't blocking worth of shit either. But, goddamn, man.
Well, they did put DJ Matthews. They did put DJ Matthews back there, and he fair caught it. But
that's who they need to put back there. We need a spark, some kind of spark. I don't know why Jimbo don't like to play the freshman that can really play. I just don't understand it, man.
Watch, bro.
I mean, there's a lot of freshmen.
That play calling is definitely washed. That play calling is washed, man.
How many How many freshmen do you want on the field at one time? You got a freshman quarterback. You got a freshman running back. You got a freshman playing on the offensive line. You got a freshman playing DN. I mean, you play too many freshmen now. You're going to have mistakes.
Maybe you should recruit better, bro.
You got a freshman playing.
A lot of freshmen everywhere.
Your sophomores and juniors ain't doing shit. You might as well play somebody.
You got a point. That's a valid point,
bro. Ain't anybody doing imagine Norton hitting Blackman next week. You seen how he dropped back? Nobody touched the D tackle that was lined up right over the guard on a reach block. Nobody touched
it. So we got to pray for that. We gotta have a sermon for fucking Blackman this week, though. Because he's right. Norton might break his ass in half, dog, and I feel bad for him. I ain't want to have to be the one to break him in half.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
Hey, let's beat that shit into existence. That shit ain't gonna happen.
Hey, man, if he keep getting hit like that, it's gonna happen.
Who's next up? Right. Is Constantino the backup right now, or is it my guy, the lefty Hockman?
Please, I don't want Constantino to play.
Yeah, it'll be Hockman or Cam.
Fuck Florida State, man. Y'all trash, man. Some more callers on here, dog.
All right, Rhodes.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Cousin Forrest.
All right, man.
Still alive. Hold it down,
I got
bro.
Y'all, man.
All right.
All right, y'all be easy.
Yep.
That's B Rhodes, not D Rhodes, for those keeping score at home.
You said you're a brother. No, I'm third or fourth cousin, something like that.
Play cousins. They play cousins.
Yeah.
His initials are one off, but he's three cousins.
Well, that's why everybody.
Oh, this is that girl. This is the girl that cussed out Silk.
What's going on?
Why she cussed him out for?
Ex Lasha.
What'd you say to her?
I don't know. I was high. I'm trying to remember this shit.
She's a black female too. We better watch out.
I live with one bird. I don't know if you know that.
I forgot.
Please leave your message for...
Yeah, just like her. She probably thinks it's private, like it's bill collector.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks it's Renaissance coming to get that TV on football day. That's what it is. So she ain't picking up the calls.
God damn.
We got to get a regular number for her, TJ. She's not answering no private. I can tell she got 520 credit score and shit. She ain't paying shit.
We can predict credit scores by who takes her calls and who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, within like 15 points.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yo, it's a big three roll up. You got
Tyler. Like 640.
No, but he answered that shit like he didn't know. He wasn't sure, right? He's like, hello?
Yo, it's a big three roll up. You got time?
Yeah.
You in church still?
Nah, just getting out.
Okay, good. We'll come into Same Energy Sundays and confess your lies.
Did you sign us in, bro?
Wicker?
Nah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Who you representing, bro?
I'm representing Florida State, and I'm predicting right here it's a dub against Miami. We went in 31-24.
Okay. On
you're gonna score four touchdowns? You're gonna match your...
You heard it, Kev.
You gonna match your season total next week?
More than the season.
And I'm willing to bet a dub that will beat them, Kev, if you're willing to put a wager on it.
Hmm. Kev, are you willing to wager on this?
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess. Where do you live?
It's your money, Kev. All right, what's the wager, King Gerard?
I'm putting the dub on it.
$20 to Kev. Kev, you accept?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, man. Call back next Sunday with that same energy. We'll see who wins.
You hear that?
All right, man. See ya.
Don't be betting the Lord's money, dog.
Yo, it's the big three roll up. It's same energy Sunday. You got time?
I got time. I always got time, especially after a victory.
Hold on. I can hear the accent. This got to be a Miami fan.
It's Gator, baby.
It's a Miami fan. It's a Miami.
Come on, Silky.
It's a Miami fan. I'm going to hear the accent.
It does sound like Baby Pete. What's going on, man?
No, this is Robert. First time caller. First time, long time.
Baby Grove.
I want to give a quick congratulation to Newberg. He could schedule his surgery. He saw a victory. So give him a round of applause real quick. He ain't got to worry. He can die happy now.
Right? You get that gallbladder out, bro. Call the doctor.
That gallbladder soon come.
All right, man. Call talk the doctor. That shit.
They're good to go.
Talk that shit.
It's team week, baby. FSU, their O-line is in shambles. Our boys are ready to eat. I see a couple of turnovers changing. Popped on the side. I'll be driving up there to Tally. We're going to have a nice little crew up there. I bought my tickets yesterday.
Don't swing on nobody, baby.
We ain't scared. The streak is over. There's a reason the streak's over. It's ending. 7 wins is too much.
Hey,
we can't.
Berg jinxed some motherfuckers with that who's the second best team shit all fucking offseason. Now that shit is funny as fuck.
Now they're like fifth. Now they're fifth.
Now that shit's looking funny as fuck.
Hey, we'll ask the same question next summer.
Yeah.
The only question is who's the number one team in the state next summer. We'll find out soon.
It won't be.
Hey, you also got to beat Florida State. Like you act like it's just been given to you already.
Yeah, it's kind of written on the wall, Bird. It's kind of
no.
The writing is on the wall. Either you have to take it on honest. I don't know how you have a guy doing with taking offense, but hey, Luke is done. So Felipe Frank, so you got to be happy about that, right?
I'm vibing with it, man. I just want to win games, man. OVO back at you. Last week on the show, they tried. They told me hey, October's very own was done before October, dog. Here we go, October 1st.
Yeah, I know.
Well, OVO in the building, baby.
It took a season-ending injury, dog. It took a season.
OVO in the building, baby.
But yeah, I'm just ready. FSU don't know what's coming. They think they're good because they got the 5'6" QB there. I'm a little worried for him. He may get killed.
What's your score, bro? Maybe Drew, what's the score, bro?
It's gonna be a close one because it's always this rivalry is always a close one. I got Miami 28-24. We're gonna pull it out. If Blackman dies, then it's gonna be a blowout. But
pull it out, bro.
We're gonna kill them.
Thanks for coming on the show and pulling it out. Same energy Sunday next weekend.
Hey, call next Sunday, bro. Win or loss, call next Sunday.
We're trying to have a family show, and this man's pulling it out.
Next Sunday, same energy Sunday, bitch. That shit's gonna be fucking live.
It's gonna be lit.
One way or another, it's gonna be live.
Yeah, it's gonna be lit as fuck. One fan base is gonna call in like a motherfucker, and
somebody will be getting fired.
Somebody's getting fired.
Jimbo got fired this week. I know his ass getting fired next week.
Yo, it's the big three roll up. It's same energy Sunday. How you feeling? Where are you calling from? Who is this?
It's your boy Bing. Feeling like a bullfighter today from Orlando, Florida.
All right, Bing, talk your shit.
Man, I want to know how y'all feeling today, man.
Y'all I feel like a motherfucking bullfighter, baby.
I'm
walking around the streets like I never took an L before, bro. So,
hey, Berg, how you feeling, man? Y'all got first win of the season, man. How you feel?
It's the first Sunday that I woke up feeling healthy. I might not even have to get this gallbladder taken out anymore.
Hey, the last caller told him he could go ahead and schedule that surgery, bro.
I know Berg feeling lit, man. It was a barn burner last night.
Those ACC games almost put
a stick in them, man.
It's just about finding a win in when you're playing those conference games in the ACC.
Yes, Bennett Berg.
All right, Berg.
It's the conference of national champions.
I got one for you, Berg.
Go ahead.
All right, man. So y'all got the first win of the season going up into a big game versus Miami, you know. So be real, Bird. Miami on upset alert or no?
Oh, man. I think
Florida State favored?
I can't imagine they would be favored. I think that this is Miami's opportunity to make a statement, to go into Doak and not only end the streak and win, but to go in and blow them out. I remember the game when the tide started turning for Florida State and Miami, and there was that. It was Devontae Freeman just busted a run at the end of the game, and Eddie Grand turned to Jimbo, and it's on video, and he goes, "They quit. They fucking quit." And that was kind of like the dynamics of the rivalry changing in that moment. And I feel like Miami has a chance to do that next weekend. And it's just up to them on whether or not they seize that opportunity.
All right, man. Shot in the dark. Call the score right now. What's the score?
Calling the score right now. I'm going Miami 27. This is early. This isn't my official prediction.
Ah, there you go.
I'm gonna wait till the Wednesday show to make
that. There you go.
Should I wait till the Wednesday show, or should I talk?
You can do what you want. You can
shoot two lines. It don't matter. One line don't matter, bro.
It's Sunday. Man.
All right, right now.
We know you're gonna write an article to get clicks on Friday with another score. You're gonna be about 3 or 4 by the time we get
there. Okay, so I'm gonna have 4 different predictions. I'm gonna have today. I'm gonna make one, and then I go on Bill King Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. I'm gonna make a prediction. I'm gonna make a prediction on Thursday show, and then I'm gonna do our keys and predictions on Knowles 24/7 and make my 4th prediction. All 4 could be the same or all 4 could be different. Today, I'm going.
And they say he's the professional one.
Yeah.
Let me soak this in and see how I'm feeling.
The guru.
4 different predictions. You're bound to get one of them, right?
I know. I'm going Miami 29, Florida State 17.
Ooh, 29-17, huh?
Yeah, right. Dang, now. In the aftermath of the Wake Forest win.
The barn burner. Dog, the deactivations will be fucking rampant if that's the score.
I'm here for it.
But Bing,
Rose about to cheat
Bing,
again.
Bing, how are you feeling? You got OVO Franks back under center. Is this thing finally running the right way?
You damn right it is, man. I never doubted my boy for a second. I hate it for Luke Del Rio to go down with an injury. It seems like he got bad luck. Sucked. I don't know what it is, because.
These guys get a job on that Raider staff, dog, and stop fucking around in college.
I mean, shoot, he know the playbook. He could take another job. Call the players in the box.
Well, if you ain't got your degree in 12 years of college, bro, it's about time.
He should petition for a medical waiver and get another year.
God, that would be great.
He should petition to get out of that year. He ain't seeing another down here at Florida, especially with Matt Corral coming in next year. He done.
I heard Matt might start next week. We get a bill.
Oh, man, but shit. Man, we got LSU this week, don't we?
Yes, sir.
They just lost to Troy last night.
Yeah, we finna beat their ass. We finna beat LSU ass.
You better.
Troy,
I was like in the middle of sleep. I had woke up just randomly. And I had seen where Troy was there. I think that was up like 24-17.
I was saying they won by 3, but it wasn't even that close.
No, it was 17-0.
Yeah, man. Like Troy kept them in the game. They fumbled at the goal line several times. The only way LSU was scoring points. They didn't drive the ball. Troy was just fumbling that bitch in their red zone. That shit was crazy.
And you know that athletic director that had drove that narrative about how Florida was scared to play, he gonna be looking sick next week. Boy, I'm telling you.
I'm here for it, baby.
I'm telling you, all this because of him. I can't wait to say we're gonna stomp LSU. I'm on record saying that we're gonna stomp LSU.
We got it. We're gonna stomp. All right, bring that same energy next Sunday after y'all stomp out LSU.
Oh, you already know, Bird.
All right, man. Have a great week.
Hold it down, Bing.
Yeah. Y'all too, man.
Bing.
I hung up.
Hey, he's going to listen. Hey, Bing, no matter what Silk asks you to do, dog, don't put no crying Jordan face on my fucking chain, dog. I promise you don't do that shit. I promise you don't do that shit.
Hey, man, let us work, baby.
No, you know what I love about that shit? Miami gets a penalty every time, dog, for celebrating. I love that shit, dog, after a fucking turnover.
I bet they're going to do that shit next week.
Every fucking time, dog.
The penalty? They don't want no penalties next week.
Hello?
They're going to cut that shit out quick.
Yo, it's the big three roll-up. Same energy Sunday.
What's up, gentlemen? I do got time, gentlemen. How we doing today?
I'm feeling
gentle.
Great.
A little gentle now.
Oh, man. This is a beautiful California weather, man. Here to talk some football with you guys.
Bye,
we enjoyed that game yesterday.
Which one?
Which one?
Oh, the Florida game, gentlemen. There's
we
got
to, baby.
We've got the 1-2 and Miami playing Bethune. You know what I'm saying? That's not even football. So we're out here talking about Florida. No quarterback, no problem, right?
Big boy football. Just hand that thing off the dub, man. Hand that thing off the 20.
Oh,
we got to.
Man. I'm glad to be here, man. The one thing I do want to say, I feel
we
like
play
we're
Duke,
cursed.
By the way.
I guess. You guys tried. Hey, Walton was solid, though. I'll say this, man. I feel like we're cursed. We're cursed over here, man. We got quarterback issues. Ever since Tebow's gone, I feel like we've had this curse on us. But nobody ever figures that we have all these horrible quarterbacks, and we're still winning. So when people downgrade our play, hey, let's think about the situation and the circumstance. We're playing with what we got. I'm okay with that, man. Some
you're playing
people
with
aren't
what
happy
you
about
recruited.
It.
Yeah. You're playing with what you
hey,
recruited.
Hey, agreed, but the injuries every year, what, Greer, obviously, you know, Luke Del Rio. Hey, I don't even want to get so started with Luke Del Rio, but I'll say that I'm okay.
We win the football games, dog. We didn't look a complete mess yesterday. I'm here for it. We still got to clean up some safety play and linebacker play, but – we ain't look a mess yesterday in the offense, man. That's what I'm here for, dog.
And that's what feels good, right? It makes football enjoyable.
I can't be mad.
Football.
Almost 500 yards offense. I ain't mad.
Hey, nothing to be mad about, man. All I know is that once Miami and Florida State play, we're the team of the state. So we're just going to keep riding it out. We got to get wins. Hopefully, Franks can improve and read the defense a little better. But other than that, man, ain't no complaints. Because I hear a lot of crybaby Florida fans. We're doing what... At least we're winning, man. We're getting some wins on the board. Last year, we couldn't even say that. We put up 38 points. Damn, at least it's enjoyable to watch Florida football again. Right, gentlemen? That's all I want. I want a good
yourself,
Saturday,
man.
Where I can enjoy some football.
Man, that was fun. It was
I had
fun
to
ball.
Hang up on him. I had to hang up on him, though.
Dog, that motherfucker's had at least 12 cups of coffee this morning.
I don't think he gets the show,
or some
man.
Bumps. Yeah, all right.
You're supposed
he
to,
put coke
to some
sugar in his
before
coffee
before you call into ours. Back.
Why y'all trying my dog like that, man?
This
man was excited.
This ain't the big three meth roll up.
The what big three meth
was,
lab.
What did he say? That was methish.
No, it's like 7.
I just heard words.
Like 7% of what you say, bro. It's like how you say it. It's most of the shit. And how this motherfucker was saying it, dog, was like either he ain't been asleep since last night, or he's just on them shits right now.
You on a bean in a half with my partner, Young Drew. Big three roll up, man. Same energy Sunday. What's going on, baby?
What up, man? This is 91 Smoke, man. Calling out of Tallahassee, man.
Okay. Smoke, what's going on, baby?
Shit, man. Sitting here watching the game over, though.
what do you think right now? What point in the game are you at?
Shit, it's like the beginning of the second half right now.
Okay.
They got the ball. Florida got the ball.
Oh, you watching the UF game or the
Florida game, man? Fuck NFL. Oh,
get out of here.
How you feel,
man?
Yeah, Bird don't know how I feel to get 38 points, so he's a little frustrated.
Man, they 1-2. They 1-2. Shit, they don't even need to talk till they win another.
They about to be 1-3. That's the move around here.
1-6.
Don't count your chickens.
Nah, I'm still nervous as fuck. I'll be honest with you.
Bro, you just gave a prediction, bro. You counted your chickens.
Yeah, your chickens counted. You was 12 short.
I might give another short. One right now. I just said he's nervous. Can I give another prediction right now?
Man, Smoke on the phone, dog. Smoke talking shit,
go
dog.
Ahead, Smoke. What do you got? What do you
man.
About moving into this LSU
hey.
Game?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm ready. I'm watching how Felipe, he's going through his progressions right now. You feel me? He learned that shit. He was fucking up last time. He got his spot back after an injury. Now he's going through his people. So it's going to be better. The run game didn't open up exactly what they wanted. It's going to be a better offense coming in the future.
tell you one thing, OVO better make that read to the sideline a little bit quicker against LSU throwing the football out there.
Yes. I mean, it's learning. Everything in phases, just like Matt said over the offseason. Everything in phases, everything making the uncomfortable comfortable. So, shit.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right offensive-wise, man. I just want us to clean up that back end, baby, in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Linebacker and safety play is crazy right now.
I was sitting here thinking, man, as far as making picks and shit, we doing what we used to do. But as far as coming in and landing hits like we used to with the safeties, we ain't doing that no more. And the shit crazy.
The boys don't want to tackle, man.
They ain't throwing in their shoulders like they used to. I mean, Poole and all them boys, they used to throw their shoulders in. Knock a nigga out. They don't even want to come through no more. But Thompson, gotcha. They ain't doing it. But Marco out there, it's crazy, man. He a freshman and playing like this.
Lights out, dog. Lights out, Smoke.
We all right, Smoke.
What's your score next week? What's your score next week?
See, I say 45-17.
All right, we out you, dog.
All right. Hold it down on the TL for us. We need you back next Sunday with the same energy.
Hey, always, man.
Big boy points, man. Dog said 45.
Kev, why didn't you tell me you were nervous before I made that last prediction?
I'm just naturally nervous, dog.
It's a rivalry. He's supposed to be, dog. Nobody's talking about that shit.
It's just a rivalry. I would predict like us to win, but I'm just always. I mean, last year the bitch blocked the extra point, bro. Like, just weird shit happens in rivalry games.
Yeah, I agree. That's the only hope I got right now.
DeMarcus Walker comes out there and blocks some shit.
Hello? It's the big three roll up. Same energy Sunday. You got time?
Yeah, I got time.
Talk your shit.
All right. I think that, let's say, just like last season, FSU wins out, like keeps winning their games because they have superior talent.
That ain't going to happen, bro.
Changes, nothing's going to happen. Nah, man. Things need to happen. The O-line trash. Like, there's only three, like, really good recruiters on our staff. Let's say we win, we beat our rivals. So that
name good three good – name all three real quick. Yeah.
Brewster, Hagans, and Lawing.
Wrong. Anyway.
What?
Rawlings, too.
Not.
But –
have a top five class every year, man, so it ain't the recruiting, bro.
Yeah, I don't think – just like, right now recruiting's not an issue.
If they lose this week, it's going to be a fucking issue going forward.
That I agree with.
I know. Another thing that worries me is, like, consistently, we play down a competition and then we start slow, like, in the season and in the games. So if we play against Miami and we play Wake Forest, we're getting blown out. We won't because it's a big game, so we're going to get up for it. But that's what worries me.
Yeah, I was up, bro. Y'all was up for that motherfucker.
Wake Forest? We was not up for that.
Yeah, I was up for it, bro.
They had to get that win, bro. You could tell they was up for it after that, like, Hail Mary at the end. And the
oh, God.
Celebrating like that shit, bro.
They was up for it, dog. That's y'all up. I don't know if you've been watching TV this year, but that's y'all up.
So I just see Riley Skinner walk through the doors. That shit would have got ugly.
Have you been watching Miami at all this season? What's your biggest concern from their side of the ball?
Offense, I don't have too many concerns, but defense. Like, they can get after the QB. So if our O-line is a sieve, then Blackman might not survive this game, to be honest.
God okay. Damn.
Like, he might break it.
Blackman not surviving shit, though. This all
right.
Like,
well,
no, shit. not because you're not good. Like, he's in a ball. It's just, like, he's skinny and our O-line can't protect him. That's
hey, and Garvin's already sacked his ass seven times in a game, dog, before. So they're going to meet back this week.
So before I let you go. If you were allowed to fire one coach and make one hire in that same position, who would you fire and who would you hire?
I'd fire Trickett and hire whoever the Stanford or Auburn O-line coaches is.
How are you going to hire somebody at Stanford?
Can you ask me that question?
Yeah, Kevin,
can you
go
pick
ahead.
Anybody? All right, I'd fire Rick and hire Saban.
No, of course.
Like, what do you mean? I fired Jimbo and hired Saban.
No, you can't, I don't mean that. You're not firing the head coach.
What do you mean then?
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, I was like, shit, all right.
No, us FSU fans are on the same level. We understand that there's about six or seven assistants that probably need to go. So if you had to fire
Charles Kelly and hire.
Right.
Okay.
Hire Pruitt again.
Hire Pruitt.
Hey, Ed Orgeron might need a job come the end of the season. You know,
his $12 million.
I know $12 million. Who has that kind of leverage? Like, why would you set? How could you negotiate a $12 million buyout when Edo has no leverage?
LSU drunk. Olive or whatever. Joe Olive or Levo or who the fuck.
Oliva. All right, man. Well, hey, listen. Have a good weekend.
Hey, can I say one thing to Kev real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
Please.
All right, Kev. Hey, I'm from Miami, Kev, but I go to Florida State, so I got some stats for you.
Okay, good. Right. I've been looking for some good stats this week.
All right. The last 7 years, right? So 7 years mm-hmm. Florida State beat Miami, right?
Yep. I'm writing this down.
Stat line. All right, 824 yards and 6 touchdowns, and then 921 yards and 11 touchdowns. Do you know what those two stat lines are?
I'm going to go with 824 and 6 touchdowns is Dalvin Cook's rushing total against Miami.
No, 824 and 6 touchdowns is – All the University of Miami running backs against FSU, and then the other stat line is just Dalvin Cook and Devontae Freeman. So
okay.
The question is,
that's a hell of a fucking stat right there.
I think you had time. Hey, you related to me, Ma?
Hey, I've been searching for that one all weekend, man. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling in, man. Hey, bring that Miami same energy Central, next Miami week.
Miami Central's in this bitch. 824 and 6 touchdowns. That's all in the last 7 years. Wow. Wow.
That's Miami Central versus the Hurricanes.
Right, exactly. In 13, Duke had like...
Yo, it's the big three roll-up, same energy Sunday. You got time?
I definitely do.
Talk your shit.
Are you boycotting the NFL?
We ain't on the NFL right now. I'm just on being undefeated and going into fuck
talk
FSU.
That shit!
First of all, I just want to say Florida State, y'all in big shit this week, all right?
Second of all, big shit last week, and they playing Tim Duncan school.
First of all, I just want to say I'm highly disappointed in you guys. Y'all went from celebrating championships to celebrating wins over Wake Forest?
They were retweeting that shit, bro. You seen it?
What the fuck?
Wait, what happened?
Y'all was happy to beat Wake Forest? Y'all struggling?
No, they was happy to get a win, bro. Hey, I feel like they're happy to get a W.
What is this?
Didn't they tore down the goalpost?
They damn near wanted to. They spit on the logo. They thought they were in North Carolina State for a minute. Shit was crazy. But, hey, look here. I just want to say this. I'm not going to be biased. James Blackman is okay. Your coach need to take him off.
He's been okay, bro.
He's okay. I'm not going to talk shit. He all right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not going to say nothing positive about these boys, Kev. I'm sorry.
He's 5'6", right? Bro.
I'm sorry.
We make an exception. I'm sorry. 5'6".
All right. I mean, he good, though. He throw a pretty good deep ball. But, you know, about time number 9 ran in size, he finally showed out. But I don't expect him to do all that shit next week. Jimbo with all those screens. That was a good thing. But he went cold. He had kind of went Mark Rick code a little bit there. What was going
he
on
He went
with
soft
that,
in
bro?
The red zone. I don't know.
Rick's play calling is drunk, too, man. That's another thing, man. We need to get an OC for sure.
It is.
Hey, y'all better make sure Mark Walton's healthy, by the way.
We don't need Mark Walton.
Y'all need Mark Walton.
Oh, y'all don't need a 100% Mark Walton, too.
Well, he's not going to be 100%.
We don't need 100% Mark Walton.
No, we kind of do, bro.
Walton's not going to be healthy. Can I make another prediction?
Definitely do.
Can I make another prediction?
No, nigga.
No, we knew Neymar Walton. Not 100%. I mean, he's not going to be 100%.
He's going to be 80%. That's good.
24 can hold it down, though. 24 can hold it down.
You need two good backs for this game, dog.
Yeah.
We do need two.
It's going to be one of those kind of games.
Mark going to be that, though. Mark going to be that, though.
Yeah, he ain't going to not
play. They county not sitting out this game, bro. This big for us.
Yeah, but y'all need him.
He tapped that helmet a lot, though. He do tap that helmet a lot.
So. All right, man. Before I hang up on you, give me a score.
He tap that bitch like Duke used to. Duke used to tap that bitch all the time.
Yeah, score.
I'm gonna keep it real. I know Florida State gonna. I know Florida State gonna come a little bit more high power. It's a rivalry game, so this gonna probably be the best they play all year. Even with that said, 31-21 Canes.
All right, man. See you next Sunday. Right. Same show, same place.
All right. Hold it down, man. Appreciate the call.
Yo, Big Three Roll Up, same energy Sundays. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's up? This is Total Chaos on Twitter. I'm actually calling from Gamecock Country, Columbia, South Carolina, but I'm a Gator fan all day.
Oh, we out here. We out here. Don't talk your shit, mama. How you feeling about Franks?
I love him. He's calm. He don't get too high or too low. I love that about him. You know, with him being benched twice, I guess you could say now, and you know, not even showing any type of emotion and still being able to come out Saturday and perform the way he did, I was happy to see that.
Yeah, he ain't blink an eye. How you feeling about you watched the LSU game last night?
I didn't watch it. I was hearing everybody talk about it on Twitter. I refuse to watch it. LSU, honestly, is a team that I hate losing to. So I really hope we can run up the score next week.
You got that feel, too. I think we're going to run it up. I'm going to be up there for this one.
Hey, how'd you feel you got rid of Muschamp in Gainesville and they moved to your hometown?
You know what? I actually felt like that was a better fit for him, though. I wasn't mad at it at all. I know a lot of...
Now you get to play him every year.
Hey, you from South Carolina? How you become a Gator fan? You from South Carolina?
Yeah, I actually went to USC.
And you a Gator fan?
I was a Gator fan way before I thought about going to USC. And, I mean, I just refused to change up, you know, because I went there to get my degree. I was literally riding around campus with Florida decals all on my car.
There you go.
Like, I didn't care. So.
All right, well.
Yeah, but no, I was happy about it.
I think it was a Florida State.
What'd you say, Kev?
Andrew Ferrelli, he goes to Florida State. Like, he's a current student at Florida State.
Hey, it can happen. It can happen. You gotta be strong. So, hey, have those South Carolina fans piped down after that week two? They're getting loud up there in Columbia.
You know, they're actually a arrogant bunch to not have won anything.
Right? And they were devastated after that loss. And
They got the right coach.
Where did they get the expectations to become devastated after a week two loss? Like, I didn't understand what was going on up there.
I don't know, man. I try not to pay them too much attention. They tried to talk trash after our first loss of the season. I think because their coach is Muschamp, they've been waiting on the opportunity to talk trash to Gator fans about that. But I would never, never trade our days with Muschamp for anything. Like, I don't miss that dude at all.
It was depressing stuff.
All right, well, give us a call back next week after the Gators stomp out LSU, okay?
4-1 on the way, baby.
We'll do. And I got to give a shout-out to Baby Gator on Twitter. He's the one that persuaded me to call in. So shout-out to
him. All right. Baby Gator. Treasure. We appreciate you. See you later.
All right.
Baby Gator booking guests. He thinks he's Sherm.
Baby Gator got a Twitter handle just because of the podcast. Now he's convincing other people on Twitter to call into our show.
And he got his homeboy to get a Twitter just for the podcast.
And he's doing all this with like 100 followers. Like, he's really a legend.
Baby Gator got his girlfriend to call in.
That's what's up, bro. That's dope.
All right. Is this the last caller?
No, man. It's pumping these shits up, bro. Stop being sassy pants.
Yo.
Yeah.
It's all right. Roll up. What's up, man? How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I just left the bar. Just had a good, nice, huge pizza. I'm great.
Yeah, pizza at a bar?
You got a bar pizza, bro? That shit ain't great.
It's at an Irish pub, man. It's like one of their specialties.
I don't even know if they make pizza in Ireland, bro. You all fucked up.
Who did you root for this weekend? Hey.
Who did I root for?
Yeah.
I'm a huge Gator. I bleed that Tebow, too.
You bleed that Tebow, baby? Josh Prey.
You know what that dude said last week? He don't bleed orange and blue, he bleeds Tebow.
Yeah, bleed Tebow.
Yeah, we heard.
So how you feeling, yeah, baby? How the L got you feeling in these streets, man? We out here putting up 30-odd points and shit.
I know. We had a good game this weekend. I mean, looked like
You didn't fire Nuss this weekend?
Obviously can't. What's that?
You didn't fire Nuss this weekend?
Man, I don't care about Nuss. We're going to fire his ass at some point, so I don't really care. It's going to happen sooner or later. I quit worrying about it.
Yeah, it's just going to happen, so it makes no sense.
All right, well, what are you happy about today?
I'm happy that – actually, I got a question for you, Burke.
Oh, shit.
Well, you always be asking everybody who's the number two team in the state. Well, I got to ask you that now because we know it ain't – FSU ain't number one anymore.
Who's the number one team?
USF is.
Who would you say the number one team in the state is?
The Tampa Bulls.
The fuck out of here.
They don't play a schedule.
That shit would get smacked in real life.
Yeah, they couldn't play any of the big three schedule and have the same record.
Last year, they would beat UF this year.
No, that shit would get smacked, man.
Wrong. Anyway, go ahead with your question to me.
It's St. Florida State, bro.
Who's the number two team behind USF right now? I don't know.
I guess so.
I mean, if Miami beats Florida State, I'd probably say Miami's second best team in the state right now.
Do you think Miami's going to win that game next weekend?
Yeah, he already said it.
You want me to make a prediction right now?
Yeah.
No, he already made a prediction. Bro.
If you haven't made a prediction yet.
No. Yeah. He already made a prediction. I think
it's going to be a real tight game. I think it's 24-23 FSU.
block extra point at the end.
Oh, yeah. Professional.
It's going to be a good game. I want to be there. So.
You're going to go to the
game?
I
can't make the LSU, but I got tickets to the Miami game, so I'm going to be over there.
All right, good for you, man. Well, hey,
that's how we know Miami's going to win, dog. You just call it.
Call it. So you're a Gator fan that's going to attend the the Miami FSU game.
Yeah,
you got to call back. You're going to be the most unbiased person in that stadium. So I want to hear from you next Sunday. All right.
I'm going to wear one of those half and half jerseys, except I'm just going to have trash as the name.
Trash and garbage, half and half.
Yeah, no, wear a big three roll-up shirt, bro.
Yeah, actually just wear a big three roll-up shirt.
Hey, I would wear my big three roll-up shirt if I could ever get it. I've ordered them and they've never come in.
You've ordered one and it hasn't come in? TJ,
yeah,
get
TJ,
it.
TJ,
oh, TJ can running, tell you TJ right running. Now, bro. I've been dealing with TJ for months trying to get my shirts, bro.
He's running a T-shirt Ponzi scheme, bro.
You live in Tallahassee?
You got email TJ.
No,
bro.
I live in Santa Rosa Beach.
Oh, you're all the way out there? Damn, I was going to have Jimbo.
Yeah, I'm in the tent. Hey, also, did y'all see where it said Luke Del Rio was from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida? He ain't from here. I don't know where he's from. He's not from here. He even takes his – like when they do the state pictures, when they all get together from where they're from and take the pictures, he was even in the Florida picture.
I never heard of Santa Rosa Beach. When you said that shit, I was like, oh, damn.
I thought he was in California.
I thought he was in California.
No, it's in the Panhandle, like between Destin and Panama City.
Oh, you're talking about Neil Cool.
Oh, is this Neil?
Hell no.
All right, man.
No charge.
Listen, call back next week. We want to hear from you, all right?
Hey, I'm going to make sure you get that shirt, bro. Fucking TJ's wearing it right now. TJ, take your man's shirt off.
He ran a T-shirt Ponzi scheme, dog. Anybody get that shit.
No wonder Jen Royal hates us.
She hates you, man. She don't hate me, I don't think. I just got brought into it somehow.
She hate me because I'm black.
Kids.
That's why she blocked me, because I'm black, bro.
Hold on. Yo!
What's going on, man? It's Big Three Roll-Up, dog. How you feeling? Still, you got time? Still,
man, you know, same energy Sunday, man. Chilling out here.
Let's hear it.
Who you vibing with?
Hey, I didn't call in before. I'm from West Virginia, man. You ain't giving my call on like you supposed to. I thought we was Gator Nation out here, bro.
No, I don't remember. I smoked too much weed to remember shit by numbers and shit, bro.
I'm going to ask you on Twitter as soon as we get off the phone call, though, man.
I got you, dog. So how you feeling about my man OVO, dog?
Man, you know. Hey, it's called God's time, and Silk. That's what it's called.
He doing the Lord's work?
What did you say?
He doing the Lord's work?
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? They try to take his job away. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't in the Lord's plans right there.
So God said, I'm going to fuck Del Rio up.
I don't know if you said, I'm going to fuck Del Rio up.
That'll teach him about benching Franks.
He want Franks to shine, though. Where Kevin Newberg on here?
Nah,
Dog. Hey, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Don't tell him not to fuck me up this week, man. I need to go to state right quick.
Damn, that game coming, man. Y'all about to lose to an unranked team next year. That's crazy, right?
Oh, you ride with Florida State?
What's your prediction for this one?
No, he just called.
Gator fan. I'm a Gator fan up here. Man.
No, I hear you, but for next week, when Miami plays Florida State.
Next week? Yeah. I'm taking Florida State.
What's your reasoning behind that? Just because you hate Kev, or?
I want Kev's liver to suffer. That's what
Yeah. Hey, my liver's going to suffer either way. I'm either going to drink myself stupid, or I'm going to be celebrating like a motherfucker, standing on my couch and all that.
It's been, how many years has it been? Seven? Six? Seven?
Seven.
His entire marriage.
My entire marriage. And it,
hey, Bird.
Yeah, what's up?
Of course, that shit don't. You better pray for my marriage, dog.
I'm gonna need you to stop lying to your peoples too, New Bird.
Who? What did I lie about? Name one thing I've lied about.
Shit. You got diamonds?
You lied.
Hey, I'm just reminding you. My finger is on the trigger now to hang up on you. So what lies have I had?
It's all right. As long as my dog Silk follows me, y'all know it's Gator Nation. I'm cool.
All right. Hey, real quick, what's your prediction for FSU Miami?
I got it 21-17 FSU.
And how bad did the Tigers get by the Gators?
What do you say?
Give us your LSU UF score, too.
LSU game, I got a 28-14, man. I feel like we're going to put it on them bums. I'm scared, though, because Geist playing.
Yeah, but they got nobody to throw the football to or to throw it, so I think y'all will be all right.
I mean, the way Chauncey coming up. So.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's getting a little fishy back there, bro. We got to switch some shit up, man.
fishy back there.
Hey, I seen something on Twitter. Some dude put a video up. When the Duke of Tennessee was running, he was running towards Nick Washington. Nick Washington backpedaling like he wanted dude to go out of bounds.
Yeah, he did. I watched that shit. That was Tennessee or the Kentucky game. It was one of them games. But yeah, I seen that same clip.
Hey, Butch Jones still got a job right now?
Yeah, dog. He's still hired.
I didn't know if Butch Jones got fired while I was on.
All right, boss, man. You have a good week, man. We'll be here next week. Same energy Sunday. He was trying to get that follow, Silk, man. I got him, dog.
If I'm smoking doing this damn shit right here, I'll be all right. I'll remember to follow him back.
That's a baby Kev right there, man. I used to say that shit. He'll follow me.
Yeah. Hello? Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. Same Energy Sunday. Talk your shit.
Oh, Rutledge followed me.
Same Energy Sunday. What's up, Newberg? What's up, Kev? What's happening, Silk?
I'm vibing, baby. What's going on with you?
Hey, same energy, baby. Go Gators. Listen.
Let's go.
Listen, I'm telling you. Listen.
Hey, you live in Port St. Lucie, bro?
No, I'm in Vero.
Okay, go ahead. Same energy.
Yeah.
I need some friends up here, bro.
Stop. Hey, Kev, congrats on beating Duke, Kev.
Thanks. We just play who's in front of us, bro.
Hey, listen, I know.
We blow them all out.
Newberg.
I'm here.
Newberg, congrats on the upset over Wake Forest.
Oh, much love, brother. Much love. Appreciate it.
Oh, good. Hey, Phil.
What's going on, man?
Feed the ball to 20-17 every fucking play.
Until they stop it, man. Them boys need double-digit touches, man.
Listen, number 20, bro, Malik Davis, bro, he's our best running back by far. It ain't even close. I don't care what anybody says. P. Ryan did good. Malik Davis is a game changer.
Vision and speed, man. He got another gear, dog.
Yeah, and Malik Davis, if Malik Davis was on Florida State right now, Florida State would be winning. Because the one thing that Jimbo can do is run his horse to death.
No, I don't know if he can figure out which horse is which, though, because he's fucking playing the wrong ones.
Yeah, that is true. If he don't have a lead player, he's fucked. So, man, all right, man. I'm vibing with it. Go Gators, we're killing it. defense getting better. We just constantly can't tackle with the shit, so I'm getting run over a fucking den. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's getting fishy back there, bro.
We might as well just start the fucking game on his back. But, you know, we got to fix the middle of the defense and shit. Will Greer set us back 2 seasons, all these suspensions. But Max figuring that shit out, man. Give it to 20, give it to 17, throw it to 89, deep, let's go.
You don't want to fire Mac this week? You don't want to fire Mac this week?
No, we're not going to fire Mac.
You want to fire Nuts this week?
Nah, he's gone.
You just got fired.
My dog vibe.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up, and it's Same Energy Sunday. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Same Energy Sunday.
FSU fan? Miami fan? You don't sound ethnic enough
to be a Miami fan.
Okay.
FSU fan.
Oh, okay. So you're feeling that first win of the season good.
Hey, it was ugly, but we'll take it. We had to get that goose egg out of the way.
I said that some nice drunk at the bar, baby.
I was going to say, sounds like the girl that I took home Friday night, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Kev, what are you going to do when we get that win next week?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know, dog. I'll probably drink. Shit, I don't know. What you mean? What I'm gonna do?
This is deja vu, man. We're coming off the loss of North Carolina last year. Y'all were hyped. It seems to always happen. It's wash, rinse, repeat. Y'all beat a bunch of nobodies, you get hyped, and then you lose to FSU.
What score you got, dog? How bad you got that y'all beating Miami, dog?
Hey, bring that same energy.
Hey, what score you got? Let's make
a prediction. What you gonna do at 1-3? The streak's over. Jimbo's washed. Dabo ain't walking through them doors, dog. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do the same thing I've been doing the last 2 weeks. Not a damn thing.
All right, that's fair.
Hey, score prediction. Score prediction. We're gonna win 28-20.
All right, man. Bring that same energy.
I just don't see how y'all ain't scored 28 points all season, but now they're gonna score 28 against Miami.
They haven't scored 28 points.
No, Jimbo.
Combined.
He's been keeping vanilla just for this game.
Okay, good strategy, bro.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting. But that was a great Same Energy Sunday show. I don't want to talk too much about this game because we're going to definitely get into it on the show.
We got a great lineup
of guests right now. Who have we confirmed on the Miami side right now, Kev?
So confirmed. Then
we got The Rock. The Rock coming on, right?
Yeah, so confirmed, we got Santana Moss is going to come back on, talk some of his shit, talk some of his – he had some pretty big games against – we got DeMarcus Van Dyke is going to come back on.
And then on the FSU side, we got Greg Reed coming on for sure. I think Lonnie Pryor is going to come back on, talk his shit. Benji Brown probably going to make an appearance on the show at some point. What are we thinking on the UF side?
I don't know. I thought I was getting The Rock.
So we got some work to do for the show, but anyway, the show's going to be fantastic. Can't wait to get it. Are we going to do two shows this week? Or are we going to do like a
two, dog,
and then a regular show on Thursday?
I think we should do one marathon ass show, bro. It's rivalry week, bro.
But do parts to it. Do like a part one, part two. I mean, you can lunch them at the same day, but I think you want to do them in two different. You know what I'm saying? Two different parts.
Are we on air?
We're on air.
Let's figure this shit off air, bro. Let's figure this shit out.
All right, man. See you guys next show, whatever that show may be.
All right, man. Hold it down. We out here.
I look really fucking pale today.